Good morning, everyone. We're talking this morning with Elena Blevins from Kentucky Lake Tourism, and I put away my winter stuff.
I know. I did, too. This is not fun.
Doesn't make it good for people wanting to come in and enjoy the sunshine, but yeah. What do?
We just make the best of it.
Right, and it is March, and I know you start your newsletter in March. Have you got it ready to send out?
We do a variety. Our newsletter, that's mostly... Do it? Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. So our newsletter will kind of cover just upcoming events. And of course, we have our travel guide, which is the annual publication that we do. We want to try to keep people informed. We've got a couple of good events coming up. We actually just hosted the Toyota Series, which is a Major League Fishing event. We had about 159 boats registered.
That's
so
great.
Yeah, it was an awesome event. Had good weights, caught good weights. Jake Lawrence won. He's out of Buchanan, Tennessee, so he's kind of a Kentucky Lake native, and so that's always fun. He won a spot on the tackle warehouse circuit, which is also really nice, and he'll be back on Kentucky Lake, so it'll be kind of interesting to see if he can bring home another win when he competes next month at the Tackle Warehouse Circuit, because we're hosting that event on April 19th through the 21st. So right now is springtime is fishing time on Kentucky Lake. You know, we're getting into spawning season, and that's when fish start to get more active, and we start seeing a lot of questions about, you know, when to come down and fish, whether it's for bass or crappie. That's kind of our messaging right now, is we're focusing on fishing at the moment, and then of course the solar eclipse, so which this time around we're a little outside of totality,
just a tad.
We did the whole solar eclipse several years ago, mm-hmm. back in 2017, and planned the events and did all the things, and so we have ordered glasses just because we want to try to make sure that people can view safely. We didn't order a whole lot, but we partnered with Calvert and got some branded glasses, so for our lodging partners and our visitors to the area. But if we have any left over, we'd be happy to share those throughout the community. So
yeah,
just give us a call.
Even though we're not in totality, I mean, our hotels are totality. They're booked up.
Yeah. I mean, I think it is certainly becoming a very active and interesting, because it's kind of fallen on spring break for a lot of people. So it'll be sort of a time of year that we kind of see that increase in influx of spring break traffic anyways, of people who want to get out on the water or get out and enjoy land between the lakes and some of our outdoor recreation opportunities. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you see a lot of spring breakers that come into Kentucky Lake?
It's kind of hard to gauge that sometimes. I mean, we can always sort of ask our lodging partners what kind of uptick they see. Because people have such easy and free access to the water and to land between the lakes, it's hard for us to, we can't sit there with a counter, mm-hmm. and count every single person. But I mean, we certainly see an increase in revenue, which would indicate, that we see an increase in actual foot traffic and people to the area. So now, whether or not, could I give you a comparison of how many people come for the day versus for a weekend or a week? That would be tough. But I do think, especially for people up in the northern states above us, where they don't want to go all the way to Florida for spring breaks, short time period, and it's still not even that warm, mm-hmm. but they still want to get out and maybe get somewhere where it is a little bit warmer and enjoy being outside. We're a good destination for them.
Yeah. Any activities coming up?
Yeah, right now, actually, I'll put my Benton Partnership hat on. The Benton Partnership's running a fun little new scavenger hunt event, an Easter egg scavenger hunt with some of our local members of the Benton Partnership. So every day, if you get on this week and next week, if you get on the Benton Partnership Facebook page, you'll see a clue. It's a clue to a business, and you can go to that business, and if you find the egg, there's a QR code that registers you for some grand prizes. So we've got some really awesome little prizes donated by some of the members, a variety of gift cards, or we have like a big oil change car wash bucket from Benton Ford, some gift cards and things like that. So it's just something fun. The whole purpose of it was to try to get out and get people out and into the local businesses kind of during the spring time frame. So that's happening this week and next. And then, of course, you know, there's not a whole lot going on spring break, but I do just everyone want to mark their calendars for that Tackle Warehouse event because, I mean, it's the pros, you know. Like, it's just, if you've never been to a fishing tournament, if you've never seen a live weigh-in, it's a good time to come out and see it if you enjoy Kentucky Lake.
So
enjoy
the public fishing. Is invited to.
Yeah. Okay. So when
so
they
tell
do.
Tell us about when it is and where
so,
it's going to be.
They'll kick off, but usually, and you know, the times kind of fluctuate when they're on the water, but usually 7 to 3 p.m. ish is sort of the time frame. So weigh-ins are in the afternoon. It'll be at Kentucky Dam Marina. Okay. So Kentucky Dam Marina, April 19th through the 21st. And yeah, those live weigh-ins are open to the public. So it's just a fun, it's always exciting. They have great tournament directors that really kind of keep you engaged. And, you know, it's you see them hold up the fish and they're proud of their catches and they like to talk about their catches. And it's a lot of fun. So, yeah, mark your calendars for that. And solar eclipse on April 8th. And then I'm sure I'll be back between.
Yes, you will.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm here once a month. So I'll be able to talk a little bit more. So, and I hate to kind of cut this short, but I got to go. I got to talk at fiscal court this morning. So, but yeah, so as always, if there's ever any ideas, suggestions, you know, we're our door's open. You can come hang out with us at the CVB, where you also can talk with the economic development in the chamber now. So it's kind of nice that we're all there together. So, or shoot me an email. So at fun@kentuckylake.org or, you know, give us a call. I'm happy to talk and talk tourism and do whatever, you know, listen to kind of what ideas you got. So,
all right. Well, thanks for joining us.
Yeah.
All right. We'll take a quick break and we'll be back on Coffee Call.